CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. And tonight being Friday night, we'll begin with Uniform Through Zulu. But before we do that, we're going to recognize the pre-net check-ins, EchoLink, and new amateur radio operators. So for the pre-net check-ins, we have W4FCM, that's Fred, and Travis Rest, bringing with him N4IEI, that's Miss Isla. We have K4XMR, that's Mel and Prosperity. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. KG4PFI, Don, and KG4QLQ, Miss Linda there in Piedmont. KI4LCI, that's Andy in Table Rock. KQ4NHB, that's Danny in Greenville. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KM4BLH, that's Kurt in Greenville. KO4RMM, that's Kurt in Greenville. N4ASW, that's Tony in East Asheville. KQ4JSK, that's Kim in East Asheville. K4OIM, that's Walt in Inman. And K4HNR, that's Connor in Greenville. Good to have the pre-net check-ins. Using the pre-net check-in functionality, we do appreciate that. That is what it's there for. Next up, we have a couple EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW, net control. This is Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel, Gus, in Southwest Florida. Good evening to all.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize AA4GH, that's Gus in Southwest Florida. Good to have you with us tonight, Gus. We do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. We do have another EchoLink station, EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, looks like he disconnected. We'll probably pick him up in a little bit. Let's see, do we have any brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before, aren't quite sure about what the protocol is? And would like to get checked into the net, just throw your call sign out there and I will do the rest. Okay, looks like we don't have any brand new radio operators, but we'll keep trying for that in the future. We do have yet another EchoLink station that popped in there. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa, landing via EchoLink Liberty. Negative and negative, but I do have a question for you, Dave, or I guess you could relay to the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KG4WNP, that is landing in Liberty. Good to have you as night landing. Go right ahead with your question.
Had a friend ask about fox hunting and wondering if there were any of those going on in the area, so I wasn't aware of any other than the ones the club was planning for the spring. You know, at the and Hempfest and such. So I thought I'd ask the net.
I know that the fox hunting was going to be a part of our Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club radio rally that we were planning to put on, which we were supposed to have the first meeting on that last night. I think we didn't get everybody didn't join that meeting, but I think that is going to be a part of that. So that should be a function that's coming up in the not too distant future with our club. And I know that there's other fox hunts with other clubs. I think the Tryon Club does fox hunting from time to time. Do we have anybody from that club or any other club that is aware of any fox hunting activities going on in the area? Okay, Landon, it doesn't look like we have anybody logged in right at the moment that is aware of that. But if you join the radio rally meeting, I don't know if you're on there or not. If you're not and you want me to add you, I can do that. Or join the club meeting. We've got one coming up by the first Monday of the month here pretty quick. So if you want to join that, we can probably get more information that way. Any more questions on that, Landon?
No, sir. I appreciate it. KG4WNP, back to net.
Okay, Landon. We appreciate you logging in with us tonight using EchoLink. and hope you stay warm. Appreciate you being there with us this evening. That does it for our new amateur radio operators, our Echolink stations, and our pre-net check-in. So we'll jump right into the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening with Uniform through Zulu. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z, and when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Okay, negative. I'd like to recognize K4XB. That is Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Sounded good as usual, Tommy. We do appreciate you being with us this evening and hope you're having a wonderful start to your weekend. One last call, Uniform through Zulu. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that'll wrap us around to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta. Station with the first letter and their suffix that begins with an A through a D. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be 73s to you and all on the net.
DJW. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73 to you, and everybody on the net, stay warm.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, bring with him, KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Mr. Michelle, they're all in Piedmont, good to have you as night, Rick, tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. And we do appreciate you checking in with us this evening. KB2BYQ, that's Dave, sounding good from Easley this evening. Stay warm out there, Dave. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And we do have another Echolink station that just jumped in. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, he may be waiting for, he may have logged in and walked away. But we'll try Echolink stations again in just a little bit. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, that takes us to the Echo through Hotel group, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Dave. Thanks for calling the net, sir.
JW. Dave, you're sounding good tonight. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ and Harry and Candler. Be negative, negative. Thanks.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Sunday night Net Control operator. That is KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. Good to have you. It's night, Patrick. Stay warm up there. Appreciate you being with us this evening. KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Candler, North Carolina. Harry, same goes to you. Stay warm over there. I know it gets warm up in those hills. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Let's see. Let's give that Echolink station one more shot at it. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, good evening again, Dave. Check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Dave. Good evening to yourself, Dave, and all the net. No traffic in the RAQ. And Dave, I just wanted to have one inquiry, Dave. I haven't heard Chad and Anna back on here as net controller for a long time. Do you know what happened to them, or have you heard anything out of them, Dave? KA4PQA.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KA4PQA. That's Stephen, sounding good from Greenwood this evening. Appreciate you taking the time to check in, Stephen. Yeah, they had other obligations, so they are concentrating closer on those other obligations for now. They said in sometime in the future they may start back again, but for right now they've got other things they've got to focus on, Stephen. So appreciate you asking that question, because if you had that question, it's probably highly likely that other people have the same question as well. So appreciate that, Stephen. Stay warm, and appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge Tube Internet? Call W4DJW.
This is Stephen, KA4PQA. Just one more thing, and I'll let you get on with the net. If you will, just tell the next time you talk to Chad, the next time you talk to Ann, or next time you talk to Ann and Chad, would you just be sure and let them know that I asked? Would you just be sure, Dave, and let them know that I did ask about them? KA4PQA.
Sure thing, Stephen. No problem. We'll do that. We'll let them know. Anything else for the net tonight?
I just have not heard Anna or Chad on here calling the net in a long time, and I just wonder what had happened to them. But like I said, Dave, if you will, next time you speak to them, just pass my regards on to them. And with that, Dave, I'll turn it back over to you and let you get on with the net. KA4PQA.
Okay, Stephen, sounds good. Appreciate that. You stay warm. And once again, appreciate you checking into the net tonight. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge Tube Internet? Call W4DJW. Everybody must be getting warm for this evening. Not having too many people in each group. We'll move it on up to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L. And when I check into the Blue Ridge Tube Internet, call W4DJW.
We're DJW. I feel kind of lonely here. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, we make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment, and I hope everybody has a good night and a warm night. Take good care. 7-3.
Yeah, Larry, it is kind of light tonight. Net Control likes to recognize KK4JBQ. That's Larry bringing with him. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Tell Miss Donna we said hello, Larry, and I have you down for comments, so we'll be back to you in just a little bit. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, that'll bring us up to the next group, which is Mike through Papa, stationed with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Ben, Kilo, Foxtrot 4, November, X-ray, Yankee, David. And my wife, Marie, Alpha, Foxtrot 4, Sierra, X-ray, Southern Greenville County, down here in Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out. Good evening, everybody on the net. And hope everybody's staying warm tonight.
W4DJW. This is Whiskey 4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie, Simpsonville, and take me out after roll call, over.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KF4NXY, that's David, bringing with him AF4SX, that's Miss Marie, there in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you. It's night, David. Tell Miss Marie we said hi, and you and Miss Marie and the birds stay warm. It's cold out there. W4NTQ, that is Eddie. He is over in Simpsonville. Appreciate you hanging around to the end of roll call. Eddie, we do appreciate. We're honored to have you in our presence this evening. Hope you're staying nice and warm, nice and toasty. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us to the patient group, the Quebec through Tango group. For Friday night, Q through T. First letter in your suffix is Q through T, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
W. Please check in.
Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Kilo 4, QLG. This is Chris Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
4DJW. Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet. Beep, and Captain, negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize WU2T. That is Rusty. Sounding good for more this evening, Rusty. Good to have you with us this evening, and stay nice and warm. KL4QLG, that's Chris. He's over in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're having a good start to your weekend. And KK4TRJ, that's Bill and Calpin. Sounding good, Bill. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations in the patient group, Quebec through Tango, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge, call W4DJW. Okay, we do have another Echolink station. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is Whiskey 3 Golf Tango Sierra, Jeremy in Traveler's Rest. No traffic, negative, negative. I'm listening, but it's a SDR that is simplex, and it takes way too long to flip over to transmit, so I jumped onto Echolink to check in.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W3GTS. That's Jeremy over in Traveler's Rest on the Echo Link and listening on the SDR. Well, there's not many SDR radios that do VHF, so that would that's kind of, you got my curiosity up now, because I do have one that does VHF and UHF, but they're kind of rare. Anyway, Jeremy, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening, and stop by often. We're here every single night of the week. So stop by as many times, as often as you can get. And if you can check in on that SDR, that'd be kind of cool too, sometime in the future. Let's see. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call that before DJW.
DJW. DJ King, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name here is Fred. I'm back in the upstate. I'm on 85 right now. I'm way back home. I'll be hitting again tonight, Dave, but also please check in my telephone relay, Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, KI4MRA. His name is also Fred. He's my dad. He's over in StarTech tonight. 73, Dave. Not bad to hear you call the net.
Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Sugar Oscar, Chris in Reedville. I'm negative, negative. 73, everyone.
Cool. Check in. Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ4BKI, Jack. Rocky, I'm in the house tonight, set in the shack, so my antenna's a lot lower.
Check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Tom.
DJW. Heard you in quite a while. Hope you're doing well. This is November 5, Charlie Sierra Alpha. N5, CSA, Roger Anderson, no traffic. No comments.
Okay, well, that's a really good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4NNH, that's Fred, bring with him. KI4MRA, that's Fred, and Fred Jr. is going down the road in the mobile, so be careful out there on the mobile, and do tell your father that we said hello. I talked to him on the radio the other day. Sounds like he's going to be around a little bit more often now than he used to be. Less flights abroad, so that's a good thing. I'm sure you're going to enjoy that. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred, and stay careful out there on the road. KQ4ASO, that's Chris. And Chris, I have you in Greer. Is that where you are, or do I need to update my database?
Greer address, but I'm in Greer. I'm a stone throw away from the city. I guess you can call those cities. I'm an area where we've got one stoplight down there.
Okay, I'll update my database to easily. But I do appreciate you letting us know, and take care and stay warm. KJ4BKI, that's Jack in Rock Hill. You sounded just as good on that antenna as the other one, Jack. It sounds really great from Rock Hill. You got like a direct line straight to us, or straight to the repeater over there on Caesar's Head. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jack. Stay warm. N0TR, that's my neighbor Tom over here in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Appreciate you being there. You and Miss Bernice, and hopefully those chickens will stay warm. WD4DYH, that's Johnny checking in via text message. Good to have you with tonight, Johnny. I don't know if you're listening or not, but appreciate that. And N5CSA, that's Roger over in Anderson. Good to have you on our net tonight, Roger. Haven't heard you in a while either. It's good to hear you on the radio. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Stay warm. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that might check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in, N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, and I'm mobile in Greenville. No traffic, no table. Thank you for calling the net.
N4ROW, Richard, Greenville. No traffic, no round table.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize N4ZLK. That's Shane, mobile in Greenville. Shane, I had AK4HR typed in when you threw my call sign out there. That's how much your voice sounds like Mike's voice. I had to switch it to N4ZLK, but you sounded exactly like Mike when you first threw my call sign out there. Anyway, be careful on the mobile out there. Good talking to you tonight, Shane. And K4ROW, that's Richard over in Greenville. Good to have you as tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying nice and toasty. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. K4QDU, Quebec Delta Uniform, Randy over in Greer, and my wife, Sandra. Kilo Echo 4, India, Whiskey X-ray, KE4IWX. You can check us both in and out.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize K4QDU. That is Randy, he's bringing with him KE4IWX, that's Sandra, and they're over in Blue Ridge. Good to have you with us tonight. Randy, appreciate you taking the time to check in and tell Miss Sandra we said hello. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, that was a good roll call section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and will now begin the RAG-2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG-2s. And the first and only one we have up on the stump this evening is KK4JBQ. Larry, it's your turn. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW, this is KK4JBQ. I've been searching since I said I would. I would write you with you. I've been searching my brain for something that would be of interest. And I must say, I live a very simple life. and the things that I could talk about, I don't know, there aren't five people out there. Oh, certainly there are not five people out there that would think it interesting enough to hang around. I could bring up so many things, like, you know, I tried recently to learn how to play chess. And, a computer is helpful because if you can't find a partner, the computer can do that. And I installed another smart speaker, ran out of names that I could call it and remember, so I named it Computer. And it turns on a lot when I don't mean it to. I hear that there's some way of customizing a name. Like if I wanted to name it Hopalong, I could do that. But I just don't know how to do that. And if it costs any money, I don't know how to do that. Anything there you want to talk about, Dave? KK4JBQ.
Larry, that is a good, I mean, just about everybody's got one of those things, those smart speakers. I've never heard it called that before. I'm assuming you're talking about an Echo or something like an Echo. But I named mine the same thing you named yours, and being that that's the industry that I work in, and I'm in virtual meetings a lot of the day, every day, that word comes up a lot. So that was a poor choice of names for me as well. We redid the kitchen not too long ago. We've still got one more piece of equipment to put in there. And Amy put a new Echo, the kind that's got the big screen that can play, you know, a TV on the smart speaker. It's got a big screen on it. She put one of those down there. And I just, you know, thought maybe they've come a long way since when I programmed mine. I had to program mine to change its name from the name that starts with an A to the name that you just named that starts with a C. And I'm not saying it out loud because there's one in the room next to me that has one name, and there's one sitting right next to me that has the other name. So I can't say their names because then they light up and they start talking. And that's no good. So sometimes when I'm in a meeting, I just have to hit the mute button on it and make it so that it stops listening. But I on the one that's down in the kitchen, the new one that she got, I threw his name out there, and I said, change your name. And it said, you can change your name to, and it rolled off a list of names, and Zigbee was one of them, or something like that, something like Zigbee. And that's something that's not a common name, right? The first one starts with an A. That's kind of a common name in general terms. The second one is really, really common. And that one wouldn't be that common, and I think that would be a good one. And you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do a whole lot of work. Now, I don't know if the old ones are backward compatible like the new one, and I would think they would be if you keep them up to date, if you keep their software up to date. But I think you can tell it to do it now, Larry, and it will do it on its own. But it'll give you a list of words that you can use, which is bigger than the list that it used to have, which was a list of two. In the past, I think it's a list of about four now.
And we have run out of names here. This is another point. And I know you may not be subject to this, what shall I call it? Phenomenon. Okay, so all us guys out here, I'm talking to you. Whenever your wife updates the computer, oh, it decided it wouldn't turn on for that one. Anyway, do you get the hand-me-down? Do you get the old one? I know that KI4DOS Gary has mentioned that that happens to him. It's happened to me. Right along. And because Macs are so well built and last so long, we've got the first one I have the first one we ever got. And it's still working. It's still working just fine, although quite slow these days. Same thing happens with the smart speakers, or because of their shape, I also call it a hockey puck. So we've run out of names, and I will have to look into coming up with a name that'll be effective and sufficient. Hockey puck wouldn't be one. That's a little disparaging, isn't it?
Well, They are handy. I do like having them around, and I use them for more and more things all the time. They turn off lights and turn on lights, and they do all kinds of stuff. I can also use it to look through a Ring doorbell. I can tell it to pull up that image, and it'll look at who's at the front door. So I can the ones that have screens. She's got like every type they made, except the ones that are the short hockey puck size. The ones that she got that are round like the hockey puck, they're like about 10 hockey pucks stacked up on top of each other tall. And then she's got the little ones that are a triangle that have a screen in them. That's just a little triangle that just sits down like a little console on a tabletop. And she can talk to her mom down in Fort Myers and they can see each other. It's kind of like FaceTime, except it's not FaceTime. And then she just recently got the one that sits in the window between the den and the kitchen. That's got like a 10-inch screen, like the size of a tablet. And then just recently got the one that's got a full-size computer screen, you know, like, I don't know, 28 to 32-inch screen or whatever those things are. I do get hand-me-downs, especially when I'm doing high volumes of number crunching. Like she had a pink Vio with her name engraved on it one time. And when it got old, it got put in my list of number crunchers for distributed computing that add to the, like, they used to do for SETI. But there's like 100 different things like SETI now that you can volunteer computer time to. And I used to just set them up. I'd wipe out the operating system. I'd load Linux on them. And I'd put them, you know, on the network. And I'd just load up Boyonic, which is the thing that manages how many hours they spend on each program that you volunteer computer cycles to. And there it goes. It just heard me say the word computer. And now it's listening. I better put it on mute. Okay.
I'm having trouble hearing. Can you say that again?
Computer, stop. Okay, now I muted it. Sorry about that. But I do get hand-me-downs. I also have my very first tablet. She bought a tablet first, when tablets first came out. And I thought, you know, that's pretty handy. I think I'll get me one. Well, I got one that was opposite color, the one that she got, and she wanted mine, gave me hers. But I've been using that one well over 10 years now. I don't know what year they first came out, but we got them when they first came out. Since then, she's upgraded one time, and I got the other one. So now I've got two of them that are 10 years old, and they still work. The battery still works. And the battery, I'll charge it up one day, and they last for 3 days. And I use them. I monitor stuff that's coming, data that's coming in through the internet. I monitor it on those. So those are screens that are lit up all the time. They're running all the time. And I unplug the battery for 3 days, and then I'll plug it back in and charge it back up. But those things, they just don't die, Larry. Those are really, really good computers.
Matter of fact, I'm wondering if, I wonder where the saturation point is. This is KK4JBQ, by the way. And it isn't just the computing devices. Okay, didn't go on that one. It isn't just the computing devices, whether it be a tablet or a laptop or a desktop. It's all the storage devices that you wind up accumulating, you know. Just today, I saw a little, it's a 3.25-inch drive inside. I don't know what to call it. A little storage box. This one didn't require extra power connection. It took power right off USB cable, so it's quite handy in that way. Kind of low on the storage end, 360 gigabytes, I think. And that used to sound like a whole lot of storage space. But I saw nothing on there that I wanted to keep, so I am starting a new project. I've told you about it before. I've not started it in interest because it's going to take building up a place to do it near the audio equipment that I have. If that's in a room that's not well heated, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm not sitting in that room for hours editing sound files with, you know, it being like 62 degrees in the room. I know what that feels like. And I'm just not putting myself through that again. I will wait until summer. I hope I got all this time left, you know. You haven't approached that point in your life yet, I'm thinking. But you know you're not going to be here as long as you have been here. And you just don't know when that day is going to arrive. You start looking out to the future a little bit. And making your plans more conservatively, I might think. You know, I'm in no rush. Forgive me if I had that impression. I'm in no rush to leave or to get anything done, for that matter. I'm retired. And I'm told one should not worry if they're retired. KK4JBQ.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Larry, I have had two life-changing events since I retired that
will set you back in your seat and say, pay attention to me, right? And it does make you contemplate your mortality a little bit. And I have done that, but here's the trap that I didn't, that I felt myself falling into, and I said, whoa, no, I'm not going to do that. And what that was is you're thinking, well, you know what, I could be gone tomorrow, so I'm not going to start this. And, man, when I found that line, that first went through my head, I tossed that out in a hurry. I said, I'm not going to start down that path, right? No way am I going to go down that path. So I go ahead and do things as if I'm 20 years old, and I've got my whole life in front of me, because I do have my whole life in front of me, but I just don't know how long that's going to be. But, yeah, there have been those two moments where you sit down in your seat and you're forced to process that you're not going to live forever, right? But I still try to maintain an attitude that I am going to live forever. And then when I'm not here, I won't be here, but I'm not going to change how I live because of that. I know exactly what you're talking about. That happens to you when you get one of those life-altering moments. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4JBQ. Well, I think there's a lot of wisdom in that. And I hope people stayed around long enough to hear that, if nothing else, that we say. Yeah, just live your life as if you were 20 years old. Now, there's be some... something will rein you in. I don't know what it might be. But it's a good frame of mind to live there. Just live there. Just decide you're going to be the person that you might still hope to be if your hopes are 20 years ahead or 40 years ahead. You just never know. Just never, you can't know. You shouldn't know. You shouldn't want to know. Oh, my gracious. Well, anyhow, these are the kind of things that run through our minds when it's terribly cold outside and you can't go out and just appreciate the gift of nature that we've been given, the gift of friendly neighbors, if you can find one, and all the rest. We are truly blessed in so many ways. That is to say, our species is blessed in so many ways, wherever we might reside. Yeah, people, none of them actually choose where to be born, I suppose, not given any options. And then, you know, it's your parents' responsibility to get you to a point where you can leave the house, whether that's dress you real warmly or, you know, feed you until you're walking on your own, and therefore you can leave the house. And that sometimes gets into leaving the state or the country or whatever. And it's a big world after that. Yeah, we're blessed. But I will say before leaving tonight, listen, if you know anybody who's living alone, if you know anyone who might be at risk with this weather that we're about to endure, this is weather that could be lethal. Ventilate. But when it's cold and you can't call out to anybody, anyway, just check on anybody that you might think would appreciate the consideration. And I'll end with that. I think that's a good place to end. We're not quite at 10 o'clock yet, but we're 9:46. That second shift ought to be in here, Dave, and I hope there's one or two out there that would like to check in with you. Been my pleasure. Thank you for being there tonight, bringing us all together here. And with that, I'll say 7-3s to you, and everyone have a good night. Stay warm. KK4, JDQ. I'll be clear.
Well, Larry, we do appreciate you hanging around for the rapture portion of that. And, yes, this is that kind of weather that if you know anybody who's living alone or a couple that's living alone, right, may be in danger of the cold, do call and check in on them. Doesn't hurt. Doesn't cost anything to call and just check in on them. And we appreciate that advice, Larry, and we do appreciate you hanging around for the rapture portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. And hope to be able to do that again really soon. I will be calling the net tomorrow night, too, as well. That's my regularly scheduled day tomorrow night. So I'll see you tomorrow. Hopefully you'll hang around for that as well. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net. Check in Kilo November 4, Charlie, Hotel Yankee, K4CH5, Eastern Center. Negative name.
JW. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry. And also Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra Ronda. Both in Easley. And please check us in and out tonight. One night I'm going to check in with some rag tube, but not this evening. I'm tired. I've been working on a car. Anyway, by telephone relay, check in my brother Randall. November 9, Tango Echo Charlie. He's in Asheville, North Carolina. And hope everybody's having a good evening. Thank you for calling the net, KC4SKD.
W4DJW. W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Okay, second shift has arrived. Net control would like to recognize KN4CHY, that is Keith over in Seneca. Appreciate you being with Mike, Keith. You kind of down low there in the white noise, Keith, but that could be the repeater as well. It's kind of been windy today, so that could be the repeater, not you. But anyway, I got you in there completely. And KC4SKD, that's our new Friday night net control operator, Larry. Bring with him KG4AHS, that's Miss Rhonda. They're over in Easley. Good to have you this night, Larry. Appreciate you being there. And tell Miss Rhonda we said hello. And N9TEC, that's Larry's brother who is in Asheville. Good to have Larry's brother with us tonight, Randall. And Larry, tell Randall we said hello as well. And W4FHJ, that's Gene over in Taylor's. Gene, I haven't heard you in a while. You doing okay?
Sure enough. I've been working on a different radio. Took the radio out of my van. And put it in here. I was about to send it off to Atlanta to have it repaired, but I figured I'd give it a try and see if it worked here. It's a little bit off frequency. It's 5KC high in frequency, and for some reason I can't get it right on frequency. But anyway, you might let me know if it sounds normal, though. Dave, go ahead.
Well, it is. You can tell it's off frequency, just a tad. It's not. I mean, you're 100% readable, but it does sound a little bit high in pitch, like it is off center just a little bit. So, yeah, you may want to get that looked into. I mean, you could use it for communications, and it would work 100%, right? It's just not. You can tell it's just not quite there. But anyway, it's good to hear you. I haven't heard you in a long time, so it's good to hear you on the net this evening, Gene.
Thank you, David.
All right, stay warm, and it's working, but you do have your assessment of its being off frequency is correct. Do you have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that light check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for Rag Chew, or have I missed anyone for check-ins? Call W4DJW. All right, looks like that's going to wrap it up. Stop back again tomorrow night. I'll be here, same frequency, same time. And hope to see you then. Please stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, good night.